الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. قال الله تعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. وقال تعالى: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم كما تداعى الآكلة إلى قصعتها. فقال قائل: ومن قلة نحن يومئذ؟ قال: بل أنتم يومئذ كثير، إلى آخر الحديث، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you know that in these days, we as Muslims and the Muslim Ummah in general is going through a very difficult stage, a very difficult time, and facing great different trials and tribulations. If we look at the Muslims throughout the world, the Muslims, whether in the East or in the West, in the Middle East, or different parts in Asia, the Muslims in general are going through many trials and tribulations. And these trials and tribulations are known as fitna in Arabic, and the plural is fitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our blessed messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forecasted and he mentioned from before that before the day of Qiyamah, before the day of judgment comes upon the Muslims will go through many different trials and tribulations, many different fitans. And he also mentioned the reasons, and this has also been mentioned in the Quran, that why the Muslims will go, they will face these trials and tribulations, and what they have to do in these days and times of trials and tribulations. As you know, the Muslims are at the moment are being oppressed in Iraq, and I mean this is something we have to be very open about. And non-Muslims, they do not agree with the war, and they demonstrate and they have marches, and this is, we have a right that we speak out against this war against against Muslims in Iraq. And any person with a sound mind and any person who loves justice will say that this is something wrong. I mean, we don't talk about the government exception, but we are concerned about the innocent Muslims, wherever the Muslims are, whether they are in Iraq, or whether they are in Saudi Arabia, whether they are in Kuwait, whether they are in Syria, Jordan, Pakistan, India, wherever, Kashmir, Bosnia, Kosovo, wherever the Muslims are. The Muslims, if they are being oppressed, and if the non-Muslims are oppressing the Muslims, then we as a whole Muslim Ummah, we should be concerned. As in the Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that al-mu'minuna karajul al-wahid, all the Muslims throughout the world, they are all just like one body. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka kulluhu, in ishtaka ra'suhu, ishtaka kulluhu. If your head hurts, if you have a pain in the head, then your whole body hurts. If you have a pain in the eye, then the whole body hurts. You can't just say that, okay, let my eye have the pain and I'm okay. So this is, if one Muslim from the whole Muslim Ummah, if something happens to one Muslim, whether a male or a female, whether a child, anywhere in the world, regardless of the background, then the whole Muslim Ummah should feel that pain and feel that harm. And this takes us back to the aspect of unity, that we in this day and age, there are certain things what the Muslims need to do in these times of tribulations and in these times of fitna and trials. First and foremost is that we need to turn towards our deen and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentions this clearly in the Quran. He says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Now you will surely be superior, but with the condition, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are true and proper believers. If you are true and proper believers, then and only then you will be superior in this world. And many times people ask this question, that we see that why are Muslims being oppressed? Aren't we the chosen deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen people, and the religion of Islam? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not help? They say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, as the Sahaba asked and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. So why doesn't Allah help the Muslims? Why does He help the other different groups and nations above the Muslims. Why did he help the Muslims? And this is a very a question which is normally asked, so much so that people have come to the extent that their iman is in fear. That there's a fear that they will leave iman and Islam altogether. And many people ask this question, that if we are true and if we are the rightful people and the chosen deen and this is the straight path, then why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us? I mean, Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ نَعْلَوْنَ, that if you are proper true believers, then you will be helped and you will be superior. That the other non-Muslims, they are not even Muslims, then why does Allah help them? This is the question which is generally asked. The answer to this question is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His sunnah and His way and the way He deals in this world is that everything in this world, it folds itself, and everything what happens in this world is on the normal guidelines and rulings of the world. Meaning, if there's two people fighting, the person who is more stronger will of course be victorious over the other. If there's two people, one has more resources, he has more power, more might, more strength, he will for sure overcome the other person and he'll have victory over the other person. So the normal way of Allah, the way Allah deals in this world, is that He leaves the things to the things in the world to the natural guidelines. Meaning, it will happen according to naturally. If a person has more power, more strength, more right, more might, then he will overcome the other person. In order for something unnatural, for something abnormal, in order for you to receive and gain and attain the help of Allah, then you have to do something unnatural also, which is have iman and proper belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice upon this deen. Now we look in this world and we see that the non-Muslims, they have more might, they have more strength, they have more power. They have more power over the Muslims. So Allah lets the natural way happen and the non-Muslims overcome the Muslims. But in order for Allah to help the Muslims, He is not helping the non-Muslims also, but He is not even helping the Muslims. So whoever has more power will overcome the other one. So He's not helping the non-Muslims, neither the Muslims. If we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to come back and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come onto this deen and religion. Only then and only then Allah will help us. And this is the meaning of this verse, وَأَنْتُمُ نَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you become true believers, only then Allah will help you. And we see that in the times before, the Jews, they were severely oppressed. And Allah mentions this in the Quran, and He mentions the reasons why the Jews were oppressed. So Allah mentions in the Quran, and in the sixth verse, Allah says that the reasons why the Jews were really oppressed by all the different people in the times before was that, and He mentions certain things which they done. He said, look, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةِ فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. They used to kill the Prophet, etc. And then after that, he mentioned in the sixth juz, he mentioned, I can't recall the Arabic verse of the Quran, but he mentioned that there are certain reasons and a certain sins which they carried out, and this is the reason why Allah oppressed them and made them degraded in the whole world. And he said that وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى, that because they should take interest. وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ, they should take the wealth of other people without them being happy. بِالْبَاطِلِ, yani unjustly. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And then he said وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, that we have prepared for these Jews severe punishment. So he has mentioned certain sins because of which the Jews were oppressed and they were degraded in this world. If you look at those things, that if are the Muslims involved in these things today, if you look at them, I mean, they have been mentioned in the Quran, there are 2-3 verses where, for example, being involved in interest, being involved in taking the wealth of other people unjustly, meaning you don't do your business and trade according to the just guidelines of Islam, and all the other, where وَبِفَضِّهِمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and stopping and preventing and hindering the other people from the dhikr of Allah and the remembrance of Allah, stopping other people coming to the deen, وَبِفَضِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَأَخْذِهِمْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. So these are certain things which Allah mentioned. But they were oppressed and degraded. Why? Because they committed these sins. If we look at these things today, the Muslims are more involved than the Jews in this sin. So if Allah is not going to help the Muslims, then this is our own fault. But that doesn't mean that we should not pray for the Muslims, of course. So the first thing is that we need to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to come back to our religion, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, and unity is the first and foremost thing. We need to leave, you know, small trivial things which are, you know, we see the Muslims sometimes arguing about petty issues in the masjid. This is a time that we need to have unity. Small issues, and as I mentioned in one of the khutbahs before, a few weeks back, that if people have differences in the way and the way they understand the religion, then this is totally perfectly okay, it's part of our deen. As I mentioned, there was a difference between two things. One is known as khilaf, another known as ikhtilaf. And khilaf is that thing which comes from, the ikhtilaf is that thing which comes from the heart. You have hatred from the heart, dispute, arguing, quarreling, etc. Whereas khilaf is having differences of opinion in deen, but respecting your other person. You say, okay, this is the way you believe, and this is the way I believe, this is the way I pray my salah, this is the way you pray salah, this is your understanding of religion, this is my understanding of religion. But at the end of the day, we're still brothers, no problem. And this is what one of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala wa radiya anhu, he had a small dispute with one of the other Imams, and they both had their own differences of opinion, and then he said to him back, Ya Aba Musa, or Abu Musa, who's the Imam, the other Imam whose name was Abu Musa, he said, أَلَا نَسْتَقِيمَ أَنْ نَكُونَ إِخْوَانًا وَلَوْ لَمْ نَسْتَقِقْ فِي مَسْأَلَةٍ. But can't we still remain brothers, even though we have a disagreement in a particular issue of Islam? And we look, if we look at the five predecessors and all the A'imma and the Mujtahidun and the great scholars of Hadith and Tafsir, etc., all of them, they had disputes and different views and understandings in different things of religion. There were Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhum, all of them. And there were other people like Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Imam al-Awza'i, Imam ibn Taymiyyah, Imam ibn Qayyim. And there were different scholars of the whole world. But they all had their own views, but they all used to have respect and love for the other Imam and for the other person. This is what we, the Muslims, in this day and age, this is a message which we need to give to all the Muslims, that it does not matter if you have a different view, different opinion, and I have a different opinion. This does not go against unity. Unity does not mean that every single person, every single Muslim, male, female, has the same view, same belief like me. This is not the meaning. This is why we have disputes, because people have misconception about unity. When Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, be one, hold onto the rope of Allah, and do not go into groups. That does not mean that everybody has to have the same belief, same kind of fiqh, same type of understanding. No. This means that your heart should be one. You shouldn't have hatred, enmity, jealousy, etc. from the heart. Whereas if you have a difference of opinion, it is no problem. You can have... And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the reason why he himself, for example, he performed salah in different ways at different times. At times he raised his hand in prayer, at times he did not raise his hand in prayer, at times he said, Ameen loudly, at times he did not, at times he did something, at times he did not. Why? Because we wanted to keep it open, that people can take and whatever, follow anything of the Prophet ﷺ, as long as you do it with the proper ijtihad and taqa and following of Imam, then you're okay. So this is the first and foremost thing we need in this day and age, that we need unity, and unity does not mean that you have to have the same view and understanding. Unity means that our hearts, the hearts of the Muslims, should be one, and there should be no quarreling, disputes, arguments, and no type of enmity from the heart. Number two, this was the first thing, I'm trying to sum up now. So this is the first and foremost thing. And the second thing is that we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back to our religion. And as I mentioned, Allah says, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Only if you are believers, then you will be superior. And there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he says, يُشِكُ أَن تَدَاعَ عليكم الأمم كما تداعى العاجلة إلى قصعتها. At the day, before the day of judgment occurs, before Qiyamah, one of the signs is that all the different groups, all the different nations, all the different religions from all around the world, they will all unite, they will all gather and call each other towards the plate on which the Muslims will be. They'll say, come on, let's eat. The Muslims will be the plate, food, and they'll call each other. All the different nations will call each other towards this plate. كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْعَاكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا. When he said that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the companions, he asked, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, O Prophet of Allah, is it because we will be less in number in that time? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, but أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. Your number will be great, you will be in abundance. Not because of number, your number resources, everything. The Muslims will be much more than how much the Muslims are today. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you will be like the foam in the water in the river. Like the foam which is in the water, meaning really weak. And then he said that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will, وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ. That Allah will take out that might, that awe, and that fear which the non-Muslims, your enemies had, Allah will take it out from their hearts. They will not fear you anymore. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ الْوَهَنْ. And he will put into your heart, in your heart he'll put wahan, and he'll put weakness in your heart. And then he'll put wahan in your heart, and then the companions ask, O Prophet of Allah, what is that wahan in our hearts? The non-Muslims, our enemies, the fear will be removed from their hearts, but we will have the wahan. What is the wahan? He said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Two things. One is love of this world, and number two, the fear of dying. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Fear of dying and the love of the material things of this world. Because of these two things, all the different nations, your enemies, all the non-Muslims, and this is something which the Prophet ﷺ said long time ago, that they will all unite and all the non-Muslims will call each other against you, and you will be like the most of the food. So this is something which, number two, as I mentioned, that we need to turn towards our deen and practice upon it. Number three is never lose hope. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will help and assist and aid the Muslim. And this is, everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can do anything besides what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when he once said to the companion Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya ghulam, O my son, ihfadillahi yahfazka, practice the deen of Allah, be mindful of the commandments of Allah, Allah will protect you. Ihfadillahi tajidhu tujahaka, be mindful of the commands of Allah, meaning practice upon the commands of Allah, you will find Allah in front of you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to ask, then ask only from Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you want to seek assistance, then only seek from Allah. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That, remember, if the whole world, if they all intended to inflict any, or intended to give you any benefit, then they will not be able to give you any benefit except what Allah has written for you. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Only that thing which Allah has written, you can only able to give you that benefit. And then similarly, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. That if all the non-Muslims and all the ummah and all the nations and all the groups and whole of humanity, if they all gathered and wanted and united and wanted to inflict harm on you, then they will not be able to inflict any type of harm on you except for Allah has written. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. The pens have been lifted and the papers have become dry. So this is number three, that we should not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should seek the assistance, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aid and assistance will definitely come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four, lastly, we should make a lot of dua and supplicate and supplication, engage ourselves in supplication and make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps all the Muslims wherever in the world. And dua is something which is like the weapon of the believer. And in the hadith it's been said, الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. It's the essence of worship. And in the Quran as well, Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. If you ask me, I will call, answer your call and answer your prayer and respond to you. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. وَإِذَا سَأَلَتِ الْعِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبِ. If my servant asks about me, where am I? I am very close. وَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of my servant when he calls me. I respond to him. So this is something which we need to do, that we need to make a lot of dua. Wake up at night after prayer, we should pray some nawafil prayer, engage ourselves with khushu' and khudu, with full devotion, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua for the Muslims in Iraq and also other parts of the world. And dua is something which is very important, as in one of the poets says that, and if you don't ask Allah, Allah becomes angry. In the hadith of Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. If a person doesn't ask Allah, then Allah becomes angry on you, contrary to the human being. If we don't ask Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the poet says, that إِلَّمْ تَفْعَلْهُ يَغْدَبْ. If you don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry. وَبَنِي آدَمْ إِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ يَغْدَبُ. That human beings, that if from human beings, if you ask them of something, then the human beings, they become angry. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't ask them, he becomes angry. So these are the certain things which we need to do in to summarize it up. Number one, what we need to do is we need to have unity. Number two, we need to turn towards our deen and we need to practice upon our deen properly and genuinely come back on our deen. Number three, don't lose any hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, make dua, supplication, and with that, whenever you can help financially, very important as well, help and assist the Muslims, especially in Iraq, financial help, and also take part in any types of, you know, anti-war campaigns, whatever it may be, and show your support for the oppressed Muslims of Iraq, and help financially. And this is the brother gave me also that there'll be a collection for Iraq after inshallah Jummah Salah, so please give generously as well. So these are certain things that you need to do, and I pray at the end, and I make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps the Muslims, and especially the Muslims of Iraq, and remove the oppression which is upon them. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك سبحانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله الله تعالى إلى العالم كله بشيرا ونذيرا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين وأوصيكم أيها المسلمون ونفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله تعالى أما بعد فيا عباد الله إن المسلمين في هذا العصر من أهم الأشياء الذي يحتاجون إليه هو الوحدة والاتفاق والاتحاد. فيجب على المسلمين أن يتفق ويتوحد كما قال تعالى في محكم تبيانه: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمنون كرجل واحد، إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله، وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله. فيجب على المسلمين كائنا من كان أن لا ينازع أخاه في الإسلام، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يهجر أحدكم أخاه فوق ثلاث، فمن هجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. ويجب علينا أيضا أن ندعو الله عز وجل لإخواننا في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، ويجب علينا أن نعتقد أن الله تعالى هو النافع والضار، كما روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك بشيء إلا ما قد كتبه الله لك، ولو أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك بشيء إلا ما قد كتبه الله عليك، رفعت الأقلام وجفت السحب. فالنافع والضار والرازق والخالق كله هو الله عز وجل. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه. الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا لربوبيته وإرغاما لمن جحد به وكفر، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن الله تعالى قد أمركم بشيء قد بدأ فيه بنفسه، فقال عز من قائل أليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر إخواننا في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، اللهم انصر عبادك المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والكفرة والمشركين، اللهم أذل الشرك والكفرة والمشركين، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم دمر أشرارهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فخذه اللهم بيده إلى كل خير. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فخذه اللهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر، يا قيوم السماوات والأرض. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا ولمشايخنا ولإخواننا الحاضرين ولجميع المسلمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة. You know that in the hadith has been mentioned that when there are times of trials and tribulation, there's a special dua which is made in prayer and in salah, which is known as qunut al-nazila. See, al-nazila in Arabic means like a difficulty or a trial or a tribulation which has come upon the Muslims, something which has come, harm which has come upon the Muslims. Qunut is a dua which is recited. So this is supposed to be recited in prayer, and you can pray, like, it's according to some schools of thought, it's better to pray in the Fajr prayer. But normally everybody agrees that you can pray in all types of prayers in which you pray loud recitation, whether it's Fajr or Maghrib, Isha or Jummah prayer. So inshallah, because of that, in the second rak'ah, after we perform the ruku' and we come back from ruku' into qawma, inshallah we make a small dua of, and recite the qunut and nazil, and then we go into the sajda inshallah. Straighten the rows inshallah. Fill in the gaps in the far corners. Tawwaq, staqim, wa'tadil.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت و
وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يعز من عاديت، ولا يذل من واليت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والكفرة والمشركين. اللهم انصر عبادك المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا قيوم السماوات والأرض. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم أذل الشرك والكفرة والمشركين. اللهم دمر ديارهم. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم مزق جمعهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.